You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. from one of the most important innovators and creators of music these days in the world of jazz and beyond. That was saxophonist Steve Coleman live at the Village Vanguard with the song DJW off the 2018 CD simply called Volume 1, The Embedded Sets, showcasing yet another documentation in the creative bust of this very busy jazz musician. And we were honored to catch up with Steve about his latest set of live recordings at the Village Vanguard and to speak to him about his long life in music. This is what he had to say about playing in the legendary club.
It doesn't matter to me where we play. I mean, obviously the Vanguard is a hallowed, you know, place. It's been around since 1934. A lot of the greats have played there. Those same greats have played in other places too. They haven't just played there, you know. So it's not like the club itself is going to make you play better or anything like this. I mean, you still have to bring it no matter where you play. So I'm not under any illusion that the club itself will make the music great no matter who's playing there. I mean, we have to take care of what we're doing ourselves. It's significant that we're playing there, sure, because I was told a long time ago that I would never play there if I didn't change my band and change my style, you know. And so, you know, I just stuck with it.
And throughout this hour of music together, Steve will be the focus of our jazz arc. So he started playing music a click or two before his 14th birthday as a freshman at South Shore High School on the south side of Chicago. His first instrument was violin, but later that year he switched to the alto sax. For 3 years, Steve studied the basics of music and saxophone technique. Then he decided that he wanted to learn how to improvise. That led him to the promised land of listening to Charlie Parker. And in a life full of eventful twists and turns to his legendary luminary status in music, he would decide to leave Chicago and hitchhike to the promised land of New York, staying at the YMCA in Manhattan for a few months. He scuffled until he picked up a gig with the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Big Band, which led to stints with the Sam Rivers Big Band, Cecil Taylor's Big Band, and many others. Those beginning sparks were the start of a career that has burned quite well over the years, and we will learn more about this cat as we scoot on down our jazz path here. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of legends, veterans, and up-and-comers. From Charlie Byrd to Stan Kessler, to Stephen Martin, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. A legendary kind of place full of friendly jazz ghosts. And through the incarnations of Steve and his music live, from the Five Elements to the M-Bass, this is him back in 1985 with the Steve Coleman Group. This is the tune Irate Blues off the CD Motherland Pulse, and as we get into this track, you should know that he played with many legends over time and learned quite a bit. Have a listen.
Well, my father was into him, so I heard him around the house first. And my father was born in 1928, and he used to see Byrd live a lot, many, many times. Not just a few times, but many times. He saw him live, he followed him around and everything. Whenever he came through Chicago, he saw him play. And Byrd came through Chicago a lot. You know, and I first heard him from records of my father. My father had these old 78 records, and he would play Charlie Parker all the time. I didn't know who he was when I was little. It was just old people's music at the time, you know. But later on, you know, I found out who he was. I started playing saxophone, not because of Charlie Parker, but just because of, you know, circumstances. I started playing saxophone in high school.
Thank you.
Coleman, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Please support the music.
One of those legends was a Chicago mainstay, hard bop jazz tenor saxophonist Earl Levon Von Freeman Sr. So, as a kid in Chicago, his father, George, was a city policeman and a close friend of Louis Armstrong. With that in mind, his father taught him to play piano and bought him his first saxophone when he was 7 years old. That got Vonsky off and going. He lived until the age of 88 and fetched an NEA Jazz Master's Award. His influence looms large. And as we said, Bird was a huge influence on Steve, and as we go into Embraceable You live at that historic Massey Hall show back in 53, the famous show with Bud Powell, Charles Mingus, and Max Roach, let's have a listen to Steve talk about Bird.
Well, my father was into him, so I heard him around the house first. And my father was born in 1928, and he used to see Bird live a lot, many, many times. Not just a few times, but many times. He saw him live, he followed him around and everything. Whenever he came to Chicago, he saw him play. And Bird came to Chicago a lot. You know, and I first heard him from records of my father. My father had these old 78 records, and he would play Charlie Parker all the time. I didn't know who he was when I was little. It was just old people's music at the time, you know. But later on, you know, I found out who he was. I started playing saxophone, not because of Charlie Parker, but just because of, you know, circumstances. I started playing saxophone in high school.
Hi, this is Craig Klein in New Orleans with the brass funk rock band Bonorama, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Yeah, you're right.
That was the New Orleans powerhouse jazz outfit known as Bonorama. And that was the tune Happy off their latest 2017 CD, Hot Like Fire. So they were rearranging the way people see the trombone and the jazz collective on stage. I caught them live at the 2018 Topeka Jazz Fest, and they were headlining the outdoor festival to a packed house with beautiful weather right in front of the Capitol building. And I caught up with Craig Klein from the band, the leader and trombonist, and this is what he had to say about the band and their start.
Well, Bonorama has been around for 20 years. Mark Mullins and I put it together, and the way that came about is Mark and I were members of Harry Connick Jr.'s big band for 16 years or so. So we started in 1990 when he started his big band career. When Harry was in New York one time, one of the guys in the band said, you should go down and check out this Latin band. It's got a whole trombone, five trombones as the horn section. That intrigued me. You know, I said, well, let me go check it out. I went down to the Village Gate and heard this band that had five trombones, and it was like a wall of sound, and it was something that just resonated, of course, with me as a trombone player.
So Craig got his big break by gigging for over a decade in the big band of Harry Connick Jr. And as we go into Harry's take on Stompin' at the Savoy off the 1989 soundtrack When Harry Met Sally, showcasing his advancing skills, have a listen to Craig talk about his friend Harry.
Playing with and working with Harry for those years was one of the most amazing experiences that Mark and I both could ever imagine and was ever a part of. Harry's a genius. His piano playing, he's known for singing and acting, of course, because that's the medium that most people see him at. But his piano he's really truly like a genius.
We'll be right back. Hello to you all. This is saxophonist Dave Liebman, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Mr. Joe DeMino. Thank you.
That was the veteran tenor saxophonist, educator, and friend of the show, Mr. Keith Oxman, with the tune Afrika off his newest 2018 CD called Glimpses with the brilliant Dave Liebman. And this album is a daisy chain of fortunate events, and we caught up with Keith to talk about this album and working with Dave. This is what he had to say.
Watching Dave in the studio, I mean, he's like a scientist. I mean, it was, you know, it's the first time I was with somebody who, wow, this person really enjoys the process of recording, which is something I don't. I've never liked the process, and I know many other people don't. This guy was working like, man, like this was the greatest thing that ever happened. He was into it. He was completely organized.
So this great new album is backed by Keith's regular trio of Jeff Jenkins, Ken Walker, and Todd Reed. It's a great album. Speaking of Dave, a man who has been at it brilliantly for over 50 years, playing with legends like Miles Davis, Elvin Jones, Chick Corea, McCoy Tyner, and so many others, this is Dave joined by his trio back in 1999. This is the tune Reflections off the CD, Monk's Mood, as the show goes on, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Keith Oxman coming to you from Denver, Colorado. I'm a tenor saxophonist and just want to say that you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
See the milk and honey land, where hate's a dream and love forever stands. Or is this a vision in my mind? Somehow men feel they are truly free at last. Have we really gone this far through space and time? Or is this a vision in my mind? Leaves are green, they only turn to brown when autumn comes around. I know just what I say, today's not yesterday, and all things have. But what I'd like to know is, could a place like this exist so beautiful? Or do we have to find our wings and fly away to the vision in our minds? Could a place like this exists so beautiful? Or do we have to find our wings and fly away to the vision in our minds?
That was a new star in the world of jazz vocals, Cecile McLaurin-Savon, with the tune Visions off her newest 2018 CD called The Window. So the world first caught wind of her when she won the prestigious 2010 Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition. Since that time, she has become a darling of jazz critics and fans, evolved to a multi-Grammy Award winner, and that voice signals the future of jazz in its bright, very bright. As we finish things up around here on the show, full circle, with Steve Coleman and the Five Elements with the 1992 song Dropkick, and as we do fully segue into the song, have a listen to Steve talk about his summary of what jazz is, or music, and the definitions of such.
I love music, you know, I mean, and whether somebody calls it jazz or not, I could care less, because to tell you the truth, but I mean, but I love music, and I love spontaneous composition, and that's what I study. I don't go out and say, now I'm going to play jazz, you know, or tell the people in my band, fellas, let's play some jazz. We don't do that. We just play music, and we don't think of it as jazz or any title or anything like that. We leave that for, you know, critics and writers and people like that. We just play music.
So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who defines music in his own patent way on the airwaves and beyond, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
believe we used that much gas for you.
Neon Jazz.